The following story has been brought to you by StoriesToInspire.org.
There was a fellow, his name was Raz, young boy. His father had just bought a car in Israel, and cars in Israel are far more expensive, number one. And number two, you can't lease them. I don't know why there's no leasing in Israel. But either way, his father's got this really expensive car. He's got it for a few days. He asks permission, can he borrow the car? Father says, yes. He starts driving the car. He's, you know, and he's feeling great. He gets on the bridge. As he's driving on the bridge, all of a sudden the car kind of drives a little bit too close to the wall, and he gets a scratch across the whole side of the car. He feels terrible. He doesn't know what to do. He's flipping out. He gets to Tel Aviv or wherever it was that he was going to from Jerusalem. He parks the car in a parking garage, and he's flipping out. He knows that that's where the car is supposed to sit, until his father comes to Tel Aviv to pick it up. But he doesn't know how to say it to his father. He doesn't know how he's going to let him know that his brand new car is scratched front to back. This boy goes to the nearest holy place he can find, which might be far if you're in Tel Aviv. And he sits and he prays and he says Tehillim and he asks HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please Hashem. He says, my father's such a good man. He's waited his whole life to buy something nice for himself. He finally got something nice. I was the idiot. I was the fool. I was the one that wasn't careful. Hazid, he should have this problem with his car. It's not fair. I can't pay for it. Please, Hashem, you need to do something. Anyway, his friend's sitting right next to him, the one that was in the car. And he says, look, I see you praying over here. He says, but what's God going to do? You know, does God do body work? Right? Does he have an auto shop? I mean, what is God going to do? And he even starts pulling out the religious stuff on it. He's like, you know, you can't pray for a miracle. Anyway, okay, can't pray for a miracle. What's he going to do? But the boy is praying his heart out. And he feels in his heart that it's not right that this should happen to his father. And even though it's his fault, he promises Hashem he's never going to drive that way again. He promises he's going to, I don't know, keep Shabbat and learn Torah and give tzedakah and do all the good things. But please Hashem, he says, solve this problem. I don't know what to do. Friend is laughing at him, laughing. They get back home. And all of a sudden, when he's sitting at home with his father, before his father could ask him about the trip, the phone rings. And a person calls and says, is this Mr. whatever the father's name is? He says, yes. He says, I have terrible news. What's the news? He says, unfortunately, I regret to let you know that there's bad news and good news. I mean, I'll give you the bad news first. He says, there was a rocket that was fired into Eretz Israel. It landed on a parking garage. It blew the place to smithereens, and we were able to find the license plate of your car. But the good news is that there's obviously a fund that will refund, you know, of everyone's car, depending on how new it was. And since your car was brand new, you're going to be refunded the exact amount of a new car. And I'm reading this story to myself, and I can't even believe what I'm seeing. You know, one of the challenges when a person is thinking about how God runs the world is that we try and limit God by thinking about God through our eyes. Where is God going to find the shiduch for me? If I'm this old, or I have this problem, or I have this, I can't. Where's the solution going to come from in my parnasah? There does not exist a medicine for this sickness. What is God going to do for me? But in our tefillah, we say that not only does God bring refuah, but God is bore refuot. He creates medicines. He gives things to you that don't yet exist. So God was not done with his creative juices at the end of 7 days. God figures out all the time how to create new things. And even though Raz has no idea how God's going to fix this, God's got a way. And God's way doesn't look often the way you would have thought it would look. A random missile falls on a random building. Does some random damage to a random car of a random young boy who's been praying to God nonstop to solve this problem with his friend making fun of him. How's God gonna fix your scratched car?
Enjoyed this story? Come again. Bring a friend. StoriesToInspire.org.